On November 19, 2022, BC Liquor Stores will be releasing the 2019 vintage of Bordeaux wines. Each year, the Bordeaux release is a highly anticipated event for wine lovers. Many people will line up for hours, some even overnight, for the opportunity to buy some of these wines. As a person who has lined up and participated in Bordeaux releases for many years, I would like to suggest some general buying strategies. If you're curious about my recommendations as to which wines to buy, I will be publishing a special column on November 19, 2022 at 10 a.m. 1. Be prepared to wait to drink the wines. The Bordeaux release is not for those who are impatient. Even the most value-priced wines will taste much better with 2 to 3 years of aging. For most of the more sought-after wines, you will need to wait for a minimum of 10 years before the wines reach their optimal drinking windows. 2. Do your research. For those who have never been to a Bordeaux release, I think you will be surprised by the magnitude of the event. Many people line up for many hours to buy wines, and once inside the liquor stores, it is like a Boxing Day sale. There are crowds of people, a lot of wines and mass confusion, so my suggestion is to pick up the Bordeaux release brochure or download it here ahead of time. Read the descriptions and have a sense of which wines you are interested in purchasing. 3. Be prepared to be disappointed. Even if you have a list of wines you want to purchase, unless you are near the front of the line, you will likely find that some of the wines you want are already sold out. This is because the most sought-after and affordable wines are probably of interest to everyone else as well. So you should have a backup plan and a selection of backup wines that you will still be happy getting. 4. Be early or wait until Sunday. If you are serious about getting certain wines, don't expect to just show up when the liquor stores open. You are probably looking at arriving at least a few hours before opening. If you want a more relaxed experience, then just wait until Sunday when the crowds have died down. But you should expect that some wines will be sold out by then. In past years, some stores have passed out free coffee and donuts while you are waiting in line. 5. Bring a chair and talk to others. If you are lining up before the store opens, bring a portable chair. Then just sit back and listen to others share their thoughts about the wines they will be buying. You can learn a lot from those in line, many of whom have a lot of experience drinking Bordeaux wines. 6. Buyer's remorse. Every year, I see people get caught up in the excitement of the event and buy way too much wine for their needs or budget. If you get buyer's remorse, you can return unopened wines back to the liquor store. However, I suggest waiting at least 3 days before trying to return the wine, as the first few days after a release are normally quite busy. 7. It's only wine. If you don't get the wines you want, don't get too upset. It is only wine and there are lots of great wines you can purchase. The Bordeaux release happens each year and I find just participating in the excitement of the release is half the fun. Please look out for my column on Saturday morning after I have made my purchases. Until next time, happy drinking.